This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As we approach the waning days of summer, persistent heat waves notwithstanding, a moment now for that perfect summer peach. The flavor, the juiciness, the cost. Sorry to spoil the moment, but over the past couple of months, retail peach prices have been up as much as 25%, or depending on where you are, 50%. Some unpeachy weather this season has led to shortages in places like Georgia and Illinois, as Will Bauer reports now from Harvest Public Media.
In deep southern Illinois, Flam Orchards is known for its peaches. Farm manager Austin Flam is walking me into his orchard's processing facility.
This is such an untypical year.
He points to a conveyor belt where he processes the fruit. It's off. Usually thousands of peaches would be running down it to be cleaned, sorted, and stored.
You got to use a little bit of imagination this year. While the line's not running, it doesn't give an accurate representation.
And the reason it's not running? A Midwest cold spell in late December knocked out 90 to 95% of his crop this year. In the big refrigerator-like warehouse where Flam stores his peaches, the crop loss is just as obvious. It would normally be full of huge bins packed with peaches, but it's nearly empty.
To have a loss as bad as we've had this year, it's very rare. This is the worst loss we've had in about 16 seasons, since 2007.
Across the U.S., other peach orchards struggled too, and because of weather, but not the same kind of weather. While the cold got to the Midwest fruit, it was hot spring weather that hurt the peach crop in the Southeast. In Georgia, which is of course the peach state, farmers lost 90% of their crop this year. Duke Lane III is the president of the state's Peach Council and a farmer himself. He says it was the worst year since 1955.
And so it's hard to say we're due, like that doesn't feel good, but it's not the first time it's happened, and it won't be the last.
There is a bit of good news for peach fans. California's season was healthy and robust. And while the Southeast, and Georgia especially, are known for peaches, California is actually the top producer, by quite a bit. Kay Rensel, the executive director of the National Peach Council, says California had good weather for growing peaches.
California has had a fabulous year. They had a lot of rain early on, which was atypical of their climates, but certainly they've had a good year.
Regardless, peach buyers may still notice a lack of local fruit in parts of the country hit with that crummy weather. Rensel says if you're lucky enough to find peaches, you can still expect great quality.
They might be priced higher this year. The quality, the flavor will be exquisite.
For farmers in hard-hit areas, the financial hits can be big. Near St. Louis, seventh-generation peach farmer Chris Eckert says it's tough to guesstimate just how much he lost until he does all the math.
Our overall is probably more like half a crop. We're going to be pretty excited about a half a crop if we can get that.
And mysteriously, the weather hit different peach varieties in different ways. The Gala took the Midwest cold poorly, while the Red Haven did pretty well. Eckert's best explanation?
That's kind of the world we live in, is the weather is different always. These types of one-off situations are not that unusual in our world.
He can't say for certain this is because of climate change, but he does say,
it's like, well, that's never happened before. This disease never was here before. That insect was never here before.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture does offer crop insurance for peaches, so farmers will be able to recoup some of this loss. In the meantime, farmers like Eckert are hoping that next year will be better. In Belleville, Illinois, I'm Will Bauer for Marketplace.